Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Before I get into this week's episode of Sup, I have a few things that I need to say. First off, thank fucking God that trailer for season 7 of Vanderpump Rules dropped yesterday. It gave me reason to live. I have so much hope for this season, and I'm also so excited to be doing another season of Sexy Unique Podcast, and I just cannot wait to get into it with my guests. And another thing that gives me a lot of hope are my patrons on Patreon. For the past, 3 or 4 or 5 months since May, I've been doing throwback episodes recapping seasons 1 and 2 of Vanderpump Rules that have been Patreon-only episodes. And you guys, my Patreon people, have supported this podcast and made it possible for me to do those throwback episodes. You guys are basically executive producing this podcast. And I'm so grateful that you love it enough to want to help make it something that can happen twice a week, essentially. And this podcast wouldn't exist if it weren't for you guys. And I know I say that all the time, but it's the truth. And it's really been miraculous to connect with all of you and to have your support. It's helped my creativity so much. I've been able to create 2 other podcasts, Babe and Saving Sex in the City 3. And that's because of you as well. So I'm forever grateful to you all. And I'd like to let you know, if you are wanting to get involved and become a patron of Sexy Unique Podcast, it's very, very easy. All you have to do is visit www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And it is there that you will find all the information you need to become a supporter. For as little as $1 per episode, you will have access to weekly bonus episodes, the entire season 1, season 2 recap episodes, and much, much more. There are other tiers that you can pledge at that have other amazing benefits included in them, but $1 an episode gets you in. You're a patron. You get the bonus episodes. You get tons of bonus content. Check it out. www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. Without further ado, I give you this week's episode of Sup. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall. Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Then we go with a friend, yeah, we both win. Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very exciting episode of Sexy Unique Podcast. We're back. I'm back. It's Laura Marie Shane Halls. I'm here with Ryan Kyler Bailey. Are you a three name usually?
No, is the that only reason I'm a three name is that Ryan Bailey was already taken in SAG, so they made me. So I don't make people call me Ryan Kyler Bailey. I realize how douchebag that makes me sound now as I get older, but somebody already out there has the Ryan Bailey moniker.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Three names is a douche move. But
I'm not trying. It was just
I was told by a numerologist I needed to do three names, so I've committed to it. Well, but yeah, that's why I like respect a three name flex.
I wish I flexed on anything. Now I'm like, I should flex that more. Not at all. No.
So Ryan Bailey is with me, a friend of the pod, and I finally have some new Vanderpump footage to discuss. So I'm just feeling overjoyed because the new season's back on December 3rd. And that just means my life, like the life that I know and love, comes back.
I don't know if you've been driving around LA this past day, but it was like a collective sigh of relief I felt in LA just driving around. People weren't as angry in traffic.
Yeah.
We all knew that it was released and it makes us feels so much better.
We needed this.
I mean, it feels like some sort of drug, and I feel hopeful for once.
Yeah.
You know, the political landscape is crazy, but now for once I see like light at the end of the tunnel.
Exactly. This was like the antidote to everything that we were going through.
Yeah, I was like, maybe things aren't that bad.
No, I was weirdly like having a depression moment this week, and I was just like, oh my God, like just dragging ass. And then waking up to that news yesterday, it just like a switch went off.
It was
and
crazy.
Things were different.
I was running down like a bike path, not following a bike. I was actually running myself. And
stalking a biker.
This biker
like,
cut me off.
Things have taken a dark turn for me. I was about to commit murder. And then
it was dark, you know. No. And I got this alert from like, what was it? I think it was like E or something alerted the Vanderpump Rules. And then I literally just stopped and I sat on the grass and just started texting with people and just reaching out, watching it again and again.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized how dumb that looked. I was like a sweaty dude, just like crouched on the grass, just watching it again. But it was
a break.
It was great. I was like, I can take a break now. This gives me permission. It's
totally
back. And you know, we did this last year. Mm-hmm. We did the preview. So
yeah, I felt that it was our duty to do it again.
I mean, we've grown so much in this past year.
I know. So many things have happened.
We were so young back then.
But yeah, I was wondering too, like around last week, I was like, it must be coming out soon. Because someone had told me December 3rd was like,
I think Danny Pellegrino had mentioned something like that about like, I hear maybe.
Yeah. And I had gotten a couple of messages like from, I guess, fans or people on the inside that said that. But, you know, nothing. I don't take anything. It's Bond until there's a fucking trailer on the internet. Yeah. So
wait. Can I ask you this? Would you have preferred for it to be now, or would you prefer to go into a new year
it start? Soon. I need it.
Well, you know, I almost kind of attribute it to like the holiday season. Like holidays are about Christmas, Hanukkah, that kind of stuff. But it really is to me about Vanderpump.
Mm-hmm.
So it all ties in for me.
You need something to get you through all the family trolls that you're going to endure over the holidays, plus like any sort of holiday weight gain or like seasonal
where are you going
depression.
Son, I'm going to watch Vanderpump. leave me alone, dad.
I know, I look forward to like making maybe one of my family members this year will watch Vanderpump Rules.
Well, yeah, my mom always takes some kind of like you know, let me what are you into? Like my dad is very disappointed in me from that he knows not to do that anymore, but my mom will like sit into? And watch a couple minutes and then she'll like fall asleep and act like she's watching and then she'll say like that Jack seems attractive, you know.
It's always that Jack's guy.
Yeah. Jack's guy.
That's what my mom calls him too.
Oh, by the way, and I know we'll get into this, but Jax has like fully completed the cycle. Like we're seeing redemption Jax.
Yeah. It's for the first real redemption Jax ever, maybe?
Well, I mean, can you, if you want to say real, I mean, this guy is like the best worst actor we've ever seen in our lives.
Yeah.
So he could be like, he literally, I think, has plot lines in his head, which I was thinking about this. If this is redemption, I think next season he'll cheat on Brittany, but he'll get caught. So he'll say, I had to do it for the show, Brit. I had a plot. I need a plot line for us. And I didn't want to do it, but I did it.
Yeah. But do you think they can't like be self-referential in that way?
No, he'll tell and Brittany behind the scenes, Brit, play along with me. Like, you're going to find out I cheated, which, you know, I had to for the show.
And we'll
show.
Have a separation.
Yeah. Like, so, but it'll be him lying just so he can cheat.
Do you think she's going to get pregnant around this time next year?
Oh, hell yeah. Their cycles line up with the Bravo release cycles.
Yeah. They've now, they're now just fully on the, their entire life is like, they live their life by when is, where are we filming?
Yeah, it's going to be like a little bit lower, like lower status Kardashians, where it's going to be like the Kardashian kids, Brit and Jax are going to start reproducing, and eventually they're going to hope to get their own spinoffs.
A visceral shudder at the thought of them having a child.
But like Jax is so like, you can just tell, see how pleased he is with himself that this iteration of Jax seems to be working.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's committed down, to it. You know, he's not doing as much pasta. Like it's, I think
he's going to church.
Which, by
he's
the way,
going to the same church that Justin Bieber and Haley Baldwin go to.
Yeah, didn't like, he Snapchatted church. That or Facebook that? And I was like, what is? Oh, okay, that's what. Yeah, so I was Jax's social media, as always, actually post about this on your Facebook message board all the time. His Twitter is just such a treat every day for the amount of free stuff that he either trolls like, you know, when like trolls like 15-year-olds and calls them ugly that says anything against him, or he tries to get free stuff. And there's like, he usually does about 4 to 5 different products a day.
Great. Wow, the hustle is real.
No, it's very, but it's all
he
random
likes
stuff.
Just like he wants like a free bag of Fritos or something like that. He it's like Jax never understood that he could go to Costco and get things for so cheap that it almost feels like
I think
free.
He's thinking long term. So I think he's thinking like when I'm retired, I'm gonna need that bag of Fritos. Like I have food now, but what about long term?
Yeah. Or maybe he's putting the money away that he would be spending on all these free things into like a Roth IRA.
Wait, do you remember there was like an interview like 3 or 4 years ago, I think 3 years ago on Entertainment Tonight, where Jax had done like he was shooting a war film in Santa Clarita.
Yeah.
And he said to the interviewers, he's like, I'm good enough to retire right now. Like I've saved enough where I could retire this day. So now everything's just gravy, which was a complete and utter lie.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Like that is not true.
No, but wait, I don't know if I'm allowed, you can edit this out, but I believe that Jax is the reality show version of Donald Trump because he can blatantly lie.
Yes.
He lies just so without abandon. And you could like, no, I didn't cheat. Like, well, we have like audio recording of you cheating. That's not me. No, I'm good. He is the Donald Trump of reality shows.
And then he'll go back and like edit whatever he said or somehow find a way to turn it around on someone else.
Or then calls him like, you're the stupid idiot.
Yeah.
And you're the idiot.
No one holds him accountable for anything.
Never.
He is the Donald Trump of reality.
I was
TV.
Like trying, I was sitting there thinking in my chair today. Yes, he is. I'm such an idiot. Oh. Did you talk to anybody else about the preview in this last day? Were there calls made?
I've just been like texting with people, but mostly trying to kind of keep my thoughts concentrated because I like to just like blurt them all out on the air and I like it to be fresh.
That's so smart.
Yeah. So I try and like keep it to a minimum.
That's great.
Yeah. Obviously I lol at very specific things like have comments, but I'm not going to like deep dive with anyone because like I need to keep the content fresh.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's good.
Let's get into the trailer because there is like literally 2 pages of notes based on 2 minutes. Something is happening every second in this trailer.
Yeah, this trailer is on steroids. It is on so much pasta, this trailer. And I loved every second of it.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I'm just like a weirdly positive person in that way where I saw some people were like, I didn't really care for it. And I was like, how do you not, like every second there's something.
Yeah. The more, at first I was just like, here's the thing is I feel like we're going to get gaslit about Jax and Brittany's relationship this entire season. And as someone that has been victim to lots of gaslighting in her life, I don't appreciate it. And so that I take umbrage with. But once I kind of got past that and realized like there are boundaries between me and this show.
Wait, you've gotten there? How did you do that?
I'm like compartmentalizing.
Wow, you've really grown over the break.
I was like, I need to go back to therapy. But once I was able to like get over that, then I was like, wait, this trailer is solid gold. And who am I kidding? I would love anything these people do.
Yeah, of course.
They could sit around in a circle and like hum, and I'd be like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. The only you kids, only you guys could sit like that. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
And like they are funny to watch. Like I like Sandoval's antics. I think that he's like a harmless, fun, funny guy, and he'll give us like he'll entertain.
He knows when to turn the razzle dazzle on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him moonwalking in those skates. I love a Sandoval dance break.
There's so many of them. And I think they're going to like, I think it's going to get more frequent until like finally there's just going to be like a dance episode.
Yeah. There needs to be like an interpretive dance episode.
Wait, really? Wouldn't it be amazing if they had a Vanderpump Rules that was like that old show 24 where it all took place in one day? Like, oh, or it all took place, or like even in like one continuous hour.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm just spitballing.
I feel like they've had that kind of episode before sometimes where it's like the cryon. It's always
when they start with the craziness and then they flash back earlier in the day.
That was like the first episode last season, I think. Because didn't it start at Sheena's birthday?
And I just stole an idea that was already done. Yeah.
Oh, well. Back to the drawing board for you. Brittany screams, I'm engaged.
I remember this day now because I think the city of West Hollywood was on lockdown after that scream.
There was an earthquake.
It was like a siren song from the sea. Like it was, I'm engaged.
What I love too is that her voice is like cracking. Like she's hoarse. It's not like a very, it's, I know that she's happy, but it also is like the darkest scream of all.
It really and I didn't really catch it because I was like, oh yeah, Brittany excited, and then I went to watch the rest of the goodness, but then every time I came back I was like, wait a sec, that's insane. Like
yeah.
That and she was just calling out to the night. Which I so wish there was like replies back like shut up.
Yeah. From the balcony of that building too.
Where you like, just hear-
the celebration, it's like the way they celebrate their lives and just like take so much joy, but I feel like the veneer is somewhat cracked. Like Brittany's a little bit damaged.
Oh, how could you not be? Like,
no, there is no
other way. You survived one of like the craziest years, and if you put social media involved in that too, of everybody in America saying like you're in danger, girl, go, and to supposedly survive that. And then that's what you're hearing, like the wounded animal scream.
Yeah. Survived it and then quadrupled down and are just like, I'm engaged to it. I'm marrying it and going to attach myself for the rest of my life to
this person. But in that way, it's given her superhuman strength.
Yeah.
Because now people are like, even Stassi's like, whoa, like you wrangled that supposedly. Like you bridled.
He's not wrangled.
No, but supposedly that's going to be the plot line.
Oh, yeah.
Is that
you tamed the wild beast.
Like that, the Jack Stallion, like she was able to finally put like the harness over him. You know?
I hope that Brittany becomes like a witch and is like secretly doing like witchcraft and spells on Jax.
Wouldn't that be amazing though if it was like the end of The Usual Suspects where like Kevin Spacey's sitting there, you know, and all of a sudden he walks out and like the limp like goes away. Sorry, spoiler alert for like anybody that hasn't seen Usual Suspects. But like Brittany's a Brittany might be British, you know?
Yeah,
like,
she could be evil or have like nefarious.
Yes.
Whatever's.
Like,
but also their relationship is kind of like Phantom Thread. Like maybe she's making like poison mushroom for him.
And then he needs it.
Yeah,
he needs to get sick so she can bring him back to health.
Yeah. It is like that. But it also isn't. Because I thought that movie was really romantic.
I was like, that's
peak romance.
Yes.
For me.
Like, well, because poisoning. It has the true realization of Daniel Day-Lewis's character that he does need somebody when he's never needed anybody in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, that notion is romantic.
Yeah. And then, but Brittany and Jack somehow can take that and cheapen it.
Well, just the fact, I really want to pause for a second and I'm shocked that you compared it to Phantom Thread.
Like, well,
Jack's
trying,
like, what the fuck movie is that?
He's like, shut up. There's no thread.
Yeah. I'm not a Phantom. I'm flesh and blood, sweetie.
I don't do fashion movies. No, I'm grasping at straws trying to figure out why their relationship works, like assign some sort of meaning so I can process it other than just like they're both like Brittany's so damaged and had such low self-esteem that she would just put up with this person. And I do believe she really loves him.
But think about it in a different way is that this was her Like, so this was, say I wanted to be on Broadway one day. Mm-hmm. And so I had this dream as a kid. And from a young age, she had a dream of wanting to be in lights of some way. She'd be like Hooters girl. She's tried out for other reality shows. Mm-hmm. She sees Jax as that ticket. So that's the ticket that gets her out here, which is like score. And then she has to put up with all of this stuff. Can she make it? Can she make it? And she does. And now she's not a supporting player anymore. She's
in the big leagues.
Like, this is the first year where she is like supposedly, I mean, this is like Raquel should be taking notes.
Yeah. I think Raquel, we got to see a lot of Raquel in this trailer.
She's going to be having the season of her life. I predict that we're going to see her more than DJ James Kennedy in certain episodes.
Raquel has been rewired. The Raquel 1.0 was not working so well. They worked out the glitches, rewired
Steve
her.
Steve Jobs came back, redid it. Yes, I apologize to everybody. If you could download the update, that would be amazing.
If you watch the latest Apple keynote, you'll notice that there's a new Raquel.
And just one more thing.
Raquel X. Yes, Raquel XR.
But I didn't know she had it in her to clap back at Kristen. I didn't know she...
She's literally just clapping.
I mean, still, that's a step. I mean, she couldn't clap at all last season.
No, yeah. Raquel, something's happened with Raquel. And I'm excited to see where
Do you ever think any of these people work with a coach on the off season about how to be more exciting
Definitely.
In like their present day... Like in the moment scenarios?
I think so. And I think that some of them probably work with like joke writers for their interviews and stuff. I know housewives do.
I almost feel like, do you think DJ James Kennedy is going to feel that pressure about coming up with a slogan as popular as It's Not About the Pasta? Because that was unexpected.
I don't think James needs help with any of that kind of thing. Like, I feel like he's just on one at all times.
But then I don't know, there is a certain point with even those kind of people. When you get that much focus and attention, that I feel like that can create some kind of stage
anxiety. Plateau or something
like
that.
Yeah, like it's not hitting like it used to.
Yeah. I think he's firing on all cylinders. It seems like he is.
Well, from the you don't get anybody like DJ James Kennedy.
Place James Kennedy, baby. Yeah. With the yellow glasses.
Completely like just three sheets.
I had seen him in Oklahoma City a couple months ago, and he said that he was going to be the villain this season. He's like, everyone's going to hate me this season, like blah, blah, blah.
But do you think that's him like, you know, like kind of warning? He doesn't want to be, but that's how it turned out. So he's like, yeah, that's how I played it, sweetie.
I think it's a little bit of both.
I'm so sorry for that accent. I don't do a good DJ. I just realized how horrible that is.
It was almost like Australian, maybe.
It's calm down. It is what it is, okay? Like,
Wait, Lala calls Raquel a Bambi-eyed bitch.
That's peak Lala. Yeah. If that's what we want out of Lala, that is amazing. You get like that scene where she's... you know, at Raquel, that same one, just the point in the wide open Lala mouth that we've seen, like when she's given it to somebody in front of that neon Sir sign that we come to know and love so much.
What a great area to have a fight.
I mean, yeah, that another iconic scene, obviously.
So many iconic fights have happened in front of that area, like pre-Sir sign even.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for people to start ripping into Raquel, like giving her the what for, because I feel like she's... When you're on the fringe, you just don't get like read by anyone. And now people can really come for her.
Yeah. I mean, and I wonder.
And we'll see how she fares with the insult.
Well, we know she knows how to clap. So, but that's what I'm saying. Is it painful for her? Because even if you follow them and all the social media stuff after, there is obviously a huge rift between DJ James Kennedy and most of the cast. I think besides maybe not Ariana and Tom.
Yeah.
But they're not. Like, he's not invited on any of these, like, outward, like, these trips.
Oh, no.
Like, they went to Cabo this past weekend. He's, like, so on the outside that I wonder how, if Raquel is using this as some sort of stepping stone, is like, I need you to, like, be a little nicer to people because this is ridiculous. I'm just hanging out with you and, like, one other dude now when we go out.
I feel, she's like, I'm sick of hanging out with your roommate, please.
Yeah, we don't even hang out with Logan anymore. Like, no. You know, like.
What's his roommate's name? It's not John. It's Paul.
She's
like, I really don't like hanging out with Paul. Like, enough is enough.
Paul's like, do you guys want to watch The Middle again? Yeah. That's in the Vanderpump bios they just put up on Bravo. That's on DJ James Kennedy, mentions how him and Raquel have now moved into their own place. Yeah. And so has no roommate
cohabitating.
Anymore. And it also mentions that his dad moved here officially. And so he's taking care of his dad.
He pays for his dad, his brother, his mom, and pays for Raquel.
Yeah. And so
James
they were saying,
like, I mean, he has a lot of pressure on him.
That's like that's how MJ must have felt.
Totally.
Like, you know, Michael Jackson for a mm-hmm. while.
And I feel like, because I was going, Vanderpump started filming like around the same time as my birthday. And around my birthday, I went to I went to Sir like a few weeks in a row for See You Next Tuesday.
Yeah.
And James was unhinged.
Oh.
Like, so, and you've seen
oh,
him.
Oh, we've seen like,
just,
I mean,
like,
I've
so fucked up, completely like hilarious, but also it's like, dude, like, you got to get it together. This is unsustainable.
Well, I talked about this on the Patreon episode I did a couple months ago, but you know how he waved me over and then he asked if I had any cocaine. And
yeah.
I'm so sorry. I wish I did.
So
and then
sorry.
somebody on your message on the Facebook thing said that he did the same thing to them. And yeah. I was like hurt. I was like, I thought I was the only guy he comes
You're
to
not
cocaine
special.
For. No.
He literally would ask like a dog for cocaine.
Thank you. I thought like I had like, that guy looks like a sharp dresser. That guy's on coke. You know, like,
it's like, hey, Fido, bok bok, you got any coke?
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, I only don't, peasant. Anyways. And it's like,
you're an ugly dog.
Yeah. James, like, what the fuck, dude?
Well, he was killing those. I mean, I guess killing in the sense of like, it was fun to see him live.
Fun to see him live. He brought in a crowd. Like, we all know the food isn't bringing the crowds to Sir. And Sir is truly dead now. Like, it's, who cares?
Yeah. But we see, wow, you just put a curse on Sir. Sir is dead.
Sir is dead.
But
as soon as Tom Tom opened, I went to Sir, Pump, and Tom Tom all on the same day. And Sir was like a ghost town. It was like filled with spirits.
Well, I do wonder about that, if they did too much on that block where it can't sustain itself because there's only so much fandom. I mean, I'll go to all three every day if anybody wants me to. But what I'm saying is that obviously the DJ James Kennedy thing hit a breaking point. So we
and
see
so
that in this season
now.
Because we see that's my.
I think is like. That bums me out for him. I mean, clearly he has some sort of substance abuse problem that like he needs to get under control because he just turns
in. It's so horrible. I'm laughing. And
no,
you're like,
it's
I'm like,
funny, oh. But it's also like, it's sad because it's making it, he doesn't know how to get a buzz.
Because
he has
so,
to get fucked up. And like,
he's so charming too. Yeah. If he's not like, I think he's a very charming dude.
Yeah.
You know?
He's like got it going on. And when he was DJing in Oklahoma, when I saw him, he was like chill. Like he was not like fucked up. He wasn't being crazy. He was just like the James Kennedy.
That's
all
what I was going to ask. Like, he wasn't fucked up?
No, he was like vaping.
He was on his behavior.
Yeah. He had a couple drinks, like was vaping, but like was with it and like cognizant. Didn't seem like.
Was he hitting on anybody?
No, not really. I mean, I was with my friend Catlock and she and him had a connection for sure, but there was no
like
hitting on energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like a mutual.
We see
both
each other.
Artists.
You know,
they're
in another
musicians.
Time, another place,
yeah.
Who knows what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
But we get to see the downfall of DJ James Kennedy. And like, that's my favorite part of the whole trailer is like, don't take it away from me, Leisha.
Because he's in so much pain. Like, he is in pain. This show does not know how to deal with like addiction issues.
Oh, horrible. That's why I'm almost scared to see what they do with Billy Lee, because they don't know how to handle these big issues sometimes.
Yeah.
But his cry sound, I don't know if you ever saw the David Lynch movie, The Elephant Man.
No,
and
I haven't.
Like, and it's, you know, he's the Elephant Man, obviously. And he's treated like an animal. And at one point he goes,
Jax's biopic game?
One point he goes, I'm not an animal. And that's what that cry out from James reminded me of, the Elephant Man.
The ugly cry.
Yeah, because that's who James really is that ugly crier. He's like, he's built up all of these defenses, but at his heart, he's an ugly crier.
Yeah, and he is a sweetie at heart.
Yeah, we've seen those little pictures of him as like the little nerdy kid that got picked on.
Yeah, like he's not, like I feel like Jax is not a sweetie at heart. Like, I don't think that he has like a very, like, I don't know if he's a really good person, but I think that James is like, there is good underneath all of that.
Well, I went back and watched season 6 trailer that just to refresh my memory. And that was where we saw the friendship of Jax and DJ James Kennedy, where they took a picture together and Jax was like, write something funny like you do underneath it. And that's a relationship is completely destroyed. But you're right. Jax at his heart, I think, is evil. He mm-hmm. has, like, I think he wants to destroy more than he wants to help or create.
Yeah. Scary. Stassi also has an ugly cry moment.
Did
she have an allergic reaction?
It had to have been. Like,
did that make it? After her birthday?
What kind of makeup are we like? I mean, by the way, this is when Stassi needs a makeup line, because whatever it is that she's doing to her face is, if that's her face and this is what, I mean, it's amazing the transformation, or she just gets like stung by a lot of bees in one episode.
Yeah, I feel like it was like a mixture of crying and then like being brutally hungover and then also an allergic reaction.
Let me compare it to the Elephant Man again. No, but this is also, so we had Patrick last season, and now we get the introduction of Beau, her new Beau. Mm-hmm. And I think that already is an iconic line that he says to her, like, you dick punched my heart. And he says it completely like straight ahead, looking her right in the eyes. And that's when we see the reaction of her where I was like, ooh.
She's like, I need to go to the hospital. Yeah. My throat is closed.
And a laptic shot. Right? There's a Pulp Fiction scene where he's like jamming a needle into her. You've got to break the chest bone. Yeah.
Someone did message me and they said that they think Beau's too comfortable already on camera.
Okay, so I think I mentioned this before, maybe. So I know Beau a little bit. We, when I first came out here and took acting classes, we were in our first acting classes together. And so I've known him for over a decade. Mm-hmm. And he is like his internet presence. He mm-hmm. is very quirky. He's very upbeat, marches to his own drummer, but still kind of a bro. Always been so nice to me, but he is very comfortable in front of a camera.
He has ambition.
Well, also he's a commercial casting director, so he's around. Like he's on camera all day long. I think he would be completely comfortable, and that does not shock me at all. Mm-hmm. In fact, I don't think he's like striving for this attention, but I don't think he minds it. I think he's so at home in it.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think it's also probably good for Stassi that she has someone, that she is with someone that's comfortable on camera.
Well, yeah, I mean, think about
how. Because the Patrick thing was like, so, it was like shiver. He was like anti for so long, then finally did come on and like blew it up. So
they seem to really enjoy each other's company, which mm-hmm. I like, hey, that's whatever your opinion of Stassi is. It's like, okay. I mean, that Patrick shit was horrible. It was awful. Flipping
douchebag. No one deserves that.
You saw her like being kind of a shell of her former self.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting, and I think it'll be a tad annoying for us to watch that, because they seem to like really stoke each other's flames in terms of like humor.
I liked when she spit her food into his mouth.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's them doing like...
I'm into that.
That's them yes-anding each other. Like, you're going to put a burger? I'll take that burger. Okay.
Tom and Ariana do that as well. They'll go off on their weird little couple moment, and I'm here for it.
Yeah. Well, the Tom and Ariana thing was interesting, because that was early in the preview, is that... she's like he's I like, thought you were with a woman once, like I did, and she was like, that's not for you to tell.
I need to get to the bottom of Ariana's past, because I feel like there's so much shit that's there, not like that's scandalous, but just like she has like lived a life that's, she has like experience.
I think there's like a born identity thing where like she might not even remember all of her lives. Like I think she just might get flashes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you see, I was thinking about this today too, is that the Tom and Ariana stuff. So last year you had Ariana and body image, mm-hmm. which I thought like, you know, it seemed to relate with a lot of women out there. They have the same thing. And this year it's potentially with like, she's had a female relationship, which is like, you know, that's fluid. Great. I hear that. I mean, is that the couple that seem to have more relatable issues than anybody else on the show?
I think so. I mean, I think that they watching back, because I've been obviously going through seasons one and two, and now I'm in season three when they're like officially together. And it does and has always seemed like their relationship is pretty good. Like they have good communication with each other. They're on the same page about most shit that they go through. And like, that they genuinely enjoy each other's company.
And like, she can poke fun at him.
Yeah, and they can tease each other and they laugh a lot, but then they also are really attracted to each other. Like, I feel...
Yeah, they're two attractive people
that seem to like this.
They're two mediocre-looking people.
You can see them in person, you're just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy, yeah.
But like, I think that their issues were relatable.
Yeah, I'm just saying, compared to... everything else, which is just off the charts insane.
Compared to like Tom and Kristen's relationship, which was like a never-ending chasm of darkness.
Yeah, like this is like, I mean, if you want to think, if you want to relate to any relationship, would that, I just wonder if that would be the one you would want to pick instead of any of the others.
Yeah, I would say so.
I mean, I guess Lisa and Ken.
What are my choices? Yeah, Lisa and Ken. Jax and Brittany. Jax
and Brittany is your only choice.
James and Kristen.
Sheena and Rob. That is who you compare it to. Sheena and Mike.
Yeah, I would say Tom and Ariana, definitely, they rise to the top.
I am going to miss Rob a hair.
He was like a good, hateable guy.
I had this fantasy where he realizes he made some sort of mistake, mm-hmm. and he comes to her, like, say anything with like a boombox out of her window, and she doesn't realize what that's from because she's never seen the movie.
Yeah.
But I would love to have to have him and a Shay scene.
They need to have, do you think Shay will come back? Someone, I feel like in the Facebook group, people have been like, I'll bet there will be like a Shay and Sheena, like,
no,
making
because
peace.
I think, remember they showed like clips you didn't see episode, and like, mm-hmm. they had more of that scene and they barely used it. So I think they don't think they can get anything good out of him anymore, but yeah. I think it would be balls if he like was like a server or like a busboy at Tom Tom. Wouldn't that be incredible? Like, wouldn't that just be incredible? He's like, I'm just picking up shifts. You
know? Yeah. Like, he just decided, like, fuck music, fuck rap. I'm just going to serve at Tom Tom.
Mike Daddy Shay. Like, did Mike Daddy Shay just take away my dishes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be amazing. I wonder if he's ever gone to Tom Tom.
Yeah, of
just
course.
Just to see.
Because stand up, you know, Schwartz would be like, yeah, bro, come by.
Drinks on the house.
Drinks on the house. And like,
and then you know he can't turn down a drink.
and then Schwartz immediately regrets it because Schwartz only gets two free drinks a night. He's like, I can't give both of those to you. So the Tom Tom stuff comes up in this a lot as well.
The Tom Tom stuff comes up a ton. Like they're opening, that's I think their big storyline is that they're opening a restaurant, their own restaurant, I guess.
Sure, yeah.
Still TBD on the business aspects.
That's what I always said. I want to see receipts. I want to see pay stubs. I want to see shift schedules.
Yes.
I want to see Sandoval and Schwartz sending out like company-wide emails. I want to see all of that stuff. Like, hey team, we need a meeting after work. Because no offense, like I'm on some of their social medias, you know, sometimes, and they're out most weekends. Like
they're not at. I mean, they were at that restaurant a lot when it first opened. Yes. But I think I just want to know what the contract is as far as how many times you need to show up to these restaurants.
See, I want to believe that they're really managing it, that they really have to hire and fire people. Like that's what I really want to believe.
Yeah, that would be amazing. But then at the same time, in the reunion or something, didn't they say she had never cashed a check?
Which is so emasculating in so many ways. So I know that they're like the prop, but I want them to be more than that because I think Sandoval really has talent for...
He's a passionate guy. He's a great mixologist. And I think they obviously can draw a crowd.
Yes. I mean, yeah.
Okay. Do you feel like there's like a change in the Schwartz of like last season and the Schwartz of this season? Because I felt like I was watching a different person.
If we go by the preview entirely, Schwartz has gotten balls supposedly over the season of some sort.
His voice is like deeper.
Yes.
He's a little bit like more cut.
You don't talk to me like that.
He has like more of a bro haircut.
Doesn't seem to have that little paunch belly he had in season.
It's a little thicker. Maybe he's taking some supplements.
How are you watching this? He's supple. He's tight. It's very...
Curvy.
Curvy in all the right areas. Yeah. He's like, I like my men.
He's kind of like a Chad. You know what I mean? Oh, like a bro-y. He's giving... Like, something is different. And he's like, also that scene where Katie's like, I mean, she's back to like wailing at him, which I always love that dynamic.
So if this was like an old episode of 90210, what you just said would be a plot line of like, something's different about him, people talking. And then it would be like in the employee break room at Tom Tom, which is like a huge, like, you know, lockers everywhere. And then you'd like hear Schwartz overhearing it. And he's like, and then he'd look into the locker and it'd be a huge thing of, steroids.
Yeah.
And then it would just close the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like Schwartz is like a steroid addict.
It could be steroids.
Let's just start that. Yeah.
Let's start that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Schwartz is a steroid addict? We do not need Katie Maloney Schwartz after.
But she's like, I let you go out all the time. And then he's like, you don't let me go out.
You don't let me go out. I tell me when I go out. Yeah. I decide when. I decide who.
I was like, whoa. Like, yeah. That's not the Schwartz.
Yeah, because he would have followed it up normally with, I decide when I go out. Is that cool?
Yeah. He would be like, Baba, no.
Yeah. I want to watch Pauly Shore movie with you.
That's what it postmates. Baba. But now he's like really aggro.
Yeah.
And then he even like tells off James because James is like, you should be ashamed of yourself, mate. And then he's like, you should be ashamed of yourself, bitch.
Yeah. By the end of the season, he's just pulling guns on people. Like,
yeah.
Whoa. Wait, when James Kennedy said, like, go back and watch that. Like, he's like, you should be ashamed of yourself. I think he tries to say in between Schwartz and mate. So he goes, Schwartz. Like, it's like a really quick thing.
Schwartz.
But you know, Schwartz used to be the guy of like, oh, I don't want to make him mad.
Yeah.
And now he's like,
he was conflict avoidant.
And also he's cleaning the toilets. Like, maybe this is my only job around Tom Tom was like cleaning toilets.
Something ain't right.
Well, and Katie, we only had like one scene where they seemed to be in, that they were in conflict.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't see any big. Because we had an alleyway fight in last year's preview with Katie and Schwartz.
And then this one, we saw Katie in her hammock, like, wailing at him. And then there was another moment. I think he was standing behind her, maybe? Or was he behind her?
Sad is that to put a hammock on? And, like, in Hollywood, you have those small patios. To put a hammock in a small patio, like, it makes me, makes me sad. Like, why even do that?
Any sort of, like, hammock inside or, like, in an apartment setting.
Concrete stucco.
It's just, like, not the vibe. But then she's also on the street screaming, like, you don't even know me, at someone else.
I believe that.
Yeah. We don't.
Yeah,
I mean, who knows? Katie, who knows?
Well, in the Bravo bio on Schwartz's, it says, you know, Schwartz is like taking on so much more responsibility and thinks he now might be ready for some like little Schwartz's. So I think that will also be a huge conversation about getting pregnant.
Yeah. I had heard like the gossip during filming from someone somewhere that his like drinking problem was like a big issue, but like she
drinking problem. What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? The guy that goes
these
to overseas and gets just hammered and winds up at a different resort. Like, doesn't remember how
he like died. He went face down in the ocean. Someone like brought him back to life and like let him rest in the different resort. And that's like how he got there.
I found this dude,
this dead body. But then it
somebody thinks
alive.
It's a mermaid. It's just drunken Schwartz.
Yeah. That his like drinking and alcoholism was out of control, but that she didn't want that to be a storyline. So they weren't really focusing on that. And instead they were going to have this like, will they or won't they baby storyline.
That's good. I'd like to take the bullet for Schwartz, I guess. Like, I don't want him to look like an idiot.
Yeah. But that's where I get irritated at.
Yes, because I want to see real.
Yeah, because I don't want them to have agency over their own lives.
I want to see like Schwartz possibly choking on vomit. Yeah. Like, you know, like, oh, roll him over, yeah. You know?
Like a 911 call. I want some ambulances.
But it is funny when you're around Tom Tom and they're there. Like, the last time I was at Tom Tom, there was like, they keep that line outside to like show that it's busy. And he would come out and talk to the line like, hey guys, it's me, Schwartz. It's like Chuck E. Cheese. Like, it's like seeing one of the dudes and he'll like sit there and like take pictures with you, which is like, I wonder when that will get old for them or if it ever does. Cause he seems so nice and genuine and happy to do it.
Yeah. They both seem really chill about it. I feel like it's probably pretty fun.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, you go somewhere, you get to eat those amazing cauliflower buffalo wing things for free.
You had a,
you get like a good drink, and then everyone that's there is like a huge super fan of you.
Yeah,
so
they're
I don't think it's that bad of a gig.
To the fact that if you're not there, you're almost disappointed. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, I didn't get the full TomTom experience.
Yeah, so I think like, I would hope that they're not sick of it yet.
No, okay, give it a year.
I had a thought, which is that Lisa Vanderpump needs to start a theme park called Vandyland.
I'm already like, yeah, I'll do a yearly pass. Like, yeah. I'll do it. I'll do a deluxe. 100%. Like, I don't want any blackout dates. I want to be able to go at any time.
Build it in Azusa. They need it.
Azusa. Sheena, we're bringing money into your town. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be amazing. Because I'm still on the kick of, I want more merch.
Yeah.
Like, they released those solo photos I was telling you about before we started. Like, the solo photos of them. And I was like, I want these in trading cards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want action figures still. I want trading cards. I want Barbies. I want like the Stassi's dream house.
Oh my God.
Like the
yes. Jack,
like, remember they had the Ken Corvettes? Like, you have a Jack's Corvette. You have Jax's like man cave set where it's just like boxes of like Starburst and free shit it gets online.
This is a really good idea.
I mean, but like, think about it. Like, I mean, I think I mentioned that to you before. Like, why can't we just make some t-shirts about like putting their, like, I have that Matthew Perry shirt. Like,
yeah.
Just make
no,
character
it needs
shirts.
To be like that.
Because we'd all buy them. I'd feel so, yeah.
They need a lot of like merch help.
Because then they have the TomTom hat.
The TomTom merch is truly hideous.
And
like,
way
they
past
lean
a price point
that.
That is any sort of affordable for
anybody. I mean, I will go there. Like, I have no qualms with like spending top dollar on merch that I love. But like, that merch, I was just like, I'm offended actually at the level of merch that is available for purchase at TomTom.
Do you have that Sir hat with the wings and stuff like that?
No, my best friend has that one. I have the one with just like neon yellow that says Sir.
See, that's the only, I sometimes regret not buying the winged one, but it was just so expensive.
Yeah, that one was a little too pricey. It was like $75.
I know.
Yeah.
But by the way, that's the kind of crap that keeps me up at night where I'll be like, should have bought that hat.
I know. I should have bought that one too. I have regrets. I should have bought the pink Sir instead of the yellow.
We should stand out like a block away from TomTom and like catch people out coming out of there and like, psst, come here. You want a shirt?
Yes.
A shirt?
Like
shirts.
They do at the Hollywood Bowl. The bootlegger.
Oh, TomTom shirt. TomTom. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. Good as Gold makes a grand return.
How lucky are we
Thank
to
God.
Live in this year and like a return of a hit song like that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it'll go back on the charts? Like, is it a revamped version of Good as Gold?
Hopefully.
Or is it?
I would love for Sheena to release an album just of Good as Gold remixes.
Wait, speaking of Vandyland, that's what I wanted to talk to you about was Vandicella.
Mm-hmm.
Was that you have Sheena, Lala, DJ James Kennedy. You can have Black Elvis that did Top Man with it. You like anything.
Yes.
Like, you can have Jax playing around on a shitty drums.
Yeah.
Like, drum kid.
It's just like, they're like at 8 p.m. Jax goes on and he just like bangs on a drum and then like
yells
calls
the
Britney stupid.
Hey, come here, stupid. I need toweled off. You have Sandoval dancing. Like, I
Pumpchella.
Dude, I would watch a full day of that.
Yeah. I'd buy a $900 VIP pass. It takes place in like a park in West Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah. You're just by yourself in VIP.
Yeah. Yeah. Sheena is not heavily featured in this trailer.
Do you think
she's pissed?
Well, yeah. I thought when she saw the trailer, she literally hit her head like, it's happening again. Mm-hmm. It's happening again. Because I think she tried to do everything in her power this season to be relevant because she supposedly now is dating
Adam.
Which, by the way, we didn't really see Adam at all in the trailer, mm-hmm. did we?
No.
Which has got to be a huge hit to his ego.
Yeah.
And then she was complaining on Twitter that she wasn't in Britney's post with all those single photos. She was like, not in this one either. Great.
Yeah, you don't cut Sheena out of the trailer and like live to tell the tale.
Well, but you know, how much you do have Good as Gold, which I think is a huge moment.
That's a big get and people are excited about it. I mean, the fact is, like, you know what Sheena's always going to do, like, from season to season, like, Sheena's going to be Sheena. She's going to be highly annoying and just like ever present. And
will
always watching.
Learn?
And it's like, you know what you're going to get. So I feel like, why tease that?
I'm trying to find her bio because it's hysterical.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go. Because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable, I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra-large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Oh, Sheena. Okay, yeah. Sheena's bio is, fresh on the heels of her breakup with Rob, Sheena has dedicated herself to rebuilding the friendships she neglected while, quote, Rob-essing. Rob-sessing.
I was like,
I'm more of an idiot than Sheena. Rob-sessing. So she, that's where she hired somebody to come up with terms, Rob-sessing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she's finding the girls aren't eager to take her back, including her former best friend, Ariana, who's steadily growing closer to Stassi. Sheena has vowed not to repeat old mistakes by jumping too quickly into another serious relationship and has declared this summer of, quote, hanging and banging, unquote. But when Sheena...
Whoever she hired was great. Copywriter...
It must have been like somebody that like rushed a fraternity. Hanging and banging. But when Sheena reveals that her relationship with, quote, unquote, best friend Adam Spott is more than just friendly, everyone suspects that Sheena might be back to her old boy crazy ways.
Well, yeah.
Rob Sessing. Hanging and banging.
Rob Essing. I was like, I accepted that just as like the word it was, because I was like, classic Vanderpump.
But the Rob fact Sessing. That they put this in the bio means that it is said repeatedly, probably in the first episode.
By her.
Yes. Yeah. She probably puts it in there a couple times about hanging and banging.
Okay. I am excited that Ariana might not be as close anymore.
Why?
Because I've always been at a loss or very curious as to what really bonds them together. Because I find Sheena to be kind of insufferable and Ariana seems smart. So I'm just like, what is the deal?
I think it's because when you have somebody supporting you, like, it's just nice to be supported no matter who it is. Mm-hmm. And when like people are like, at one point, like people were really against Ariana,
yeah,
and Sheena
true.
Was nice, like you automatically take somebody being nice to you. Mm-hmm. You're not even like taking into account like, oh, I don't even think I like this person.
Yeah.
So I think that takes like a year or two to catch up to of like, do I actually like, this seems to suck more energy for me than it does, you know, fill me up.
What am I getting out of this relationship? this. I like thinking about Ariana being like, wait a second. Do I like Sheena?
Yeah, there's just the inner monologue.
Yeah. One day, like waking up in that apartment.
What the fuck am I doing?
Why am I? What is going on?
Which, by the way, in the Bravo bio, they refer to Ariana and Tom's apartment as like trying to get out of their dingy Hollywood apartment or something like that.
Love that. I really like that Ariana and Stassi are friendly.
Yes.
I think that they have always had like, watching past seasons and seeing them interact, like from day one, Stassi was like, I like Ariana, and they had like a good rapport with each other until like shit went down and blah, blah, blah. And then multiple seasons later, we had Ariana sassing Stassi, which I also loved because I feel like that was the only person that could really hit Stassi where it hurts because they're both smart women. So like, yeah.
But when people fight that well together, that usually means they'll wind up friends. Like when they mm-hmm. both equally give each other shit and really like you don't have either of those people ever really backing down. Maybe even Stassi back down more than Ariana. But
yeah.
I think then you're bound to see that that's like a friendship thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's real life, too.
Yeah.
But they have this shared birthday party, which was Game of Thrones scene, which we see like, what is they're
the
screaming
winter,
like, it's our birthday. Instead of last season, Stassi, it's my birthday.
Stassi drunk and on Adderall, like walking and down the street with like a bullet hole in her head.
You even have Kristen going, I am done. This is the final straw.
When Dodie loses her patience with you, you've gone too far.
Oh, poor Dodie.
Lala gets an ass facial.
Yeah, we saw that coming. That seems to be right up her alley. Mm-hmm. But it was like, if you notice, there's like steam billowing around her where I'm just like, where is the steam going? Like, I feel like I shouldn't be watching this.
Yeah, I just think it's like, an ass facial, which I'm into seeing like where that takes place.
They
like now shed light on these like West Hollywood places that like I'm so close to living in the neighborhood, so then it's nice to have like
you could like
go check it out,
record live.
I'm live from ass
I'm
facial.
Currently my ass is being steamed. Supheads,
I have a mask on, maybe they'll give me a discount. I'm ready. Lisa is trying to open, we're gonna have to get like a lot of annoying like
speeches.
Tom like, we don't have water, we don't have gas, like the will it open in time
this
drama.
This place is a mess. It's a mess.
Yeah, and it's just like, please, enough is enough.
Well, that and like the preview opens with her, like we've seen many times, her making a speech, mm-hmm. which seems to like, you know,
it ties
codify
it all together.
The whole like, you know, we've had ups, we've had downs. Like
the most generic speech.
Like, so like she's literally
like
giving
some
a speech.
Some of you I didn't think would make it.
Yeah.
And then some of you are stronger.
It's literally like, insert clip after I say this.
Yeah.
You know? Some of us are pretty, some of us are ugly.
Do you think that Lisa is going to appear more often on Vanderpump Rules since she's basically being like X'd out of the Housewives?
Well, I heard she's not X'd out. I heard she just refuses to film. I heard it was her choice.
I thought that everyone else was refusing to film with her.
Well, see, I heard it was because...
I don't watch the show and I don't read much of
it's
the headlines.
It's not good. It's like the show has not been great for a couple of seasons now. But
it needs a refresh.
Yeah. But
need it. Send it to the Apple store so they can reboot it along with Raquel.
Yeah. And one more thing. Mm-hmm. Didn't you just bring out Raquel? I think, Vanderpump doesn't need it at all. And I think, I don't think Man, I hope they don't try to jam in a bunch of Lisa stories in this.
I don't, like, watching, because she has been on the show. There are some seasons where she's far more active than others.
Well, her bio on the Bravo website is interesting. It says, it brings up that they're opening Tom Tom, which is a big thing, but it says Lisa's not been herself lately because of a death in her family, which was her brother.
Oh.
So obviously that will be most likely a plot line at some point.
Okay. Well, sorry for her loss, but also...
Shout out, Lisa.
Yeah.
Feel better.
Feel better. Yeah. Take it elsewhere. Have your get your own show or like start a different show.
Start a web series.
Yeah.
A web series would be fun.
That's perfect fodder for a web series.
YouTube is huge. Mm-hmm.
No, you could have so many subscribers.
You'd be like the next Logan
Maybe
Paul.
Start a podcast about it.
Lisa's thoughts. Lisa's corner.
Lisa's corner. Take it. Yeah, I don't want it. I don't want it. Not on my Vanderpump
click,
rules.
Click. Yeah. Why are you clapping? Yeah.
Brittany goes to one
I'm
of those
engaged.
Like, just I'm engaged. I can't even do the voice crack.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I need to practice.
I just kept picturing like lost sailors in the sea, like that was the siren call for like lost sailors to find their way back home.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear like a screeching voice say they're engaged.
She goes to one of those like destruction rooms.
But we've seen this in so many reality. We saw it in the Kardashians. Like,
oh, did they go to one?
Like we've seen, I think in another Housewives show, they go to these destruction rooms. It seems like that's one of those fill-in things.
Yeah, I didn't realize because there was like a profile on Melissa McCarthy recently and they were supposed to go to a destruction room. And then that's the first time I'd ever really heard of them. And I was like, oh, this looks cool. Like,
yeah, I mean, I would still, I would go after my ass facial, but.
Yeah, have a Vanderpump day, get an ass, I think destruction room first, because you might work up a sweat.
I've totally ruined my ass facial.
You don't want to like tend to your ass pores and then just like ruin them with the sweat of a just and debris of a destruction room. But I just don't, it's like seeing Brittany being like, for all the guys, like. Treated us bad and then like hitting a computer like I don't like I'm like do you understand what you're doing right now
she's
like I'm on the brim I'm gonna lose it
I'm about to break
is the brim it's not the brim it's the brink right
no she's I think the, there's both there's oh, full to the brim the like brim. Like think about like full to the brim but also the brink, like I'm like the brink of destruction.
Yeah, the brink of sanity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
I'm on the brim.
Is it brim or brink, y'all?
Jux goes, here we go. Here we go again.
Here we go.
I hope that there's just like endless loops of them fighting this season.
I miss sweaty Jax though. Like that is something I didn't see him as sweaty as I like to.
No.
I remember like Maybe peak Jax with like the nose like band-aid and the sweat.
He could have gotten a lot of Botox to like eliminate the sheen. And then,
well, he did shout out a bunch of facial products last week.
Oh, what is he using?
I don't remember. I washed my face with soap, but but it was like he was like, I've been getting a lot of nice comments about my face. This is what I've been using, and then he like tagged this facial.
Literally,
company.
No one has ever commented on his face, and the only thing you say about Jax is like, Jax looks good, or Jax looks like shit. That's like the two polarities.
But this is what happens if you say, "What up, Jax?" Jax hears, "God, your face looks great."
Yeah,
that's what he hears. Like,
oh, you like my face? Yeah. I'll tell you. I need to go back and lurk his profile because I just want to know what facial products he's using.
Yeah.
Wait, a crazy thing happened to me.
Sure.
Which is some, you know that company like Teamy Blends or some shit like that?
Yes.
Brittany is like hawked it on her Instagram.
Yeah.
I got a UPS notification that like a package was on the way and I clicked through and it was like Teamy Blends and then it arrived and they sent me like colon cleansing tea and like skinny tea. But I'm like,
do you think it was a troll?
No note. No, I have no idea who at the company sent it or like how they would have gotten my address or anything, but it just like arrived.
So like if you got a box of like tissues.
Yeah. And I was like shaking out, but I was like, either this is a troll, which lol, but or it's like maybe they consider me an influencer on a Vanderpump level, which is also
which
a
is
kind
true.
Of a troll. Yeah,
I mean, but
but I was just like, whoa.
What if it starts coming every day? Like then it just becomes too much.
They're like, please drink more.
Yeah. Here's your tea.
Teeny. Yeah, with the little like cup and everything.
It's like the most boring version of Scream.
Yeah, I was just like shocked.
Wow. I'd like to get that place where I'm getting tummy teas.
Yeah. It's a real, it's, like, it's a rite of passage.
Did it come with the cup?
Yeah, you it came with the cup. I had some of the colon cleanse tea.
If it was a troll, it'd probably be like a used cup. Like you'd see, like, this has been used.
It's opened.
Yeah, it's like lipstick.
Yeah, I just love it like arriving. It's like when you've reached a certain level in life, a package of teamy just arrives at your house.
Dude, I love mail. Like I feel so good when you get mail and you like sometimes when you get mail that you forget you're going to get. Like mm-hmm. It's the best.
James, oh wait, he's fine. Okay, Billy Lee screams at Lala. She's like hulking out, running after Lala. And when I saw that in the trailer, I was like, I don't know who that was.
Yeah,
I truly was like, wait, like who is that? Is that Stassi? And then I was like, looked again. It took me about 30 seconds to be like, oh, that's Billy Lee.
Yeah. Well, and that's.
We don't even get her face.
That's what I'm saying. I thought we would get a lot of Billy Lee in this trailer because of how much I thought they were filming with her over the season. And we had that whole thing where she didn't feel included in the girls group, which I thought. And then I like saw that trailer.
Maybe that's what that fight is about.
Oh, yeah. That probably is.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if like with any major issue, they decided to step back from Billy Lee in the edit and said like, we don't know how to handle this. So we're just going to kind of relegate her to the back.
Yeah.
Or she could be one of those surprise characters where the season is heavily Billy Lee and they just kind of kept it away.
Yeah, maybe they're... I hope that we get more Billy Lee.
Yeah, I would love to see how that show handles it and how she actually integrates.
Yeah, and throw her hat into the ring.
But it is great that what they do... Like, I wish we did see her face, but her going after Lala with, like, ferocity, which most people don't go after Lala like that.
She's, like, barreling through a hallway. I was like, who is it? And Lala's like, you're acting like a psycho. Yeah.
Come out wherever you are.
Then Kristen and Raquel clap at each other.
That's like the by the way, let's isolate those claps and make it the start of a song.
Yeah.
Like it starts like a beat, you know?
Stop clapping in my face. And dun, then it's dun, like dun, a dun, pop dun, song. Dun, yeah. Sheena needs to record it. Wait, Ariana recorded a song with James.
Yes. Holy shit, you're right.
Yeah.
And we didn't see any of that.
He played it in Oklahoma during his DJ set.
Did it make you move?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I loved it.
I mean, I loved everything that he does. So I stand. So
wait, we're totally going to see that because they need to find ways to keep DJ JK in because I believe he gets kicked out early in the season.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that's a way they keep him in is that song with Ariana. But I'm totally here for that song.
Yeah. I'm ready for Ariana and the Stew.
Nothing still compares to Top Man for me, though. I think that is a legitimate good song.
I like Top Man, but then there's another song that I like better. Oh, the one
like
that's
by
like,
other people.
No, there's a lot like of other jam. Songs that I like more. The one that's like, I don't even know. Cause I just took two. The one that's like basically about taking Molly.
Trying.
Yeah. I love that one.
Well, cause now he mainly DJs in Scottsdale, Arizona, which is where I grew up, which is a very take two kind of town.
Yeah.
And it really is. And so he's like, Scottsdale, Arizona is the perfect place for DJ James Kennedy to spin on the weekends.
Oh, yeah. So Oklahoma City, same.
Oh, God.
He's a hit in those small towns.
When I saw you back to back going to those things, I was dying. I was like, you were like a field reporter. I was like putting yourself in like, yeah, it was bad.
It's like my version of like Afghanistan.
That's what I was, I was trying to think of like the right country
that
to
movie
use.
That's coming out with Rosamund Pike where she has like the eye patch. That's just me on the ground, boots on the ground, Oklahoma City.
Do you think Kate Blanchett will play you in the movie when you went to Oklahoma City to do back to back
nights? I can only hope. Yeah. Please, God. Katie screams, James screams, then Kristen falls down.
Oh, yeah.
The so capper. Incredible.
Because we don't really get a lot of Kristen up to this. I mean, you get the...
We got...
Little...
Clapping in the face, and then...
But that was shot was on Raquel.
Yeah, and then also, remember the rumor that Kristen was getting friended of?
Out.
Yeah, she was getting, like, pushed
friend
out.
Housewives, yeah.
But then, I guess all the cast rallied around her, and they, like, made it so that they would film... Like, they... forced to film with her so that she could be on the show. What does her bio
say? Okay, so her bio says, Kristen Doty has grown up a lot since her crazy Kristen days. However, she is still not on the do not admit list at Lisa Vanderpump's restaurants and the person no one wants to share a room with on group trips. So when James stirs
this,
I know they really like at like
went in.
She's going to get the Sheena edit this season. She's going to get a Sheena edit. So when James stirs up trouble at Sir, crazy Kristen is resurrected in attempt to take her ex-boyfriend down and exact revenge on behalf of all the women he's wronged. As her obsession with James grows,
friends
begin to speculate that Kristen is aiming her fury at James in order to avoid dealing with the very real problems in her relationship with longtime boyfriend Carter. Katie and Stassi become very vocal critics of Kristen's relationships, and as tension grows, Kristen fears she may have to decide between her boyfriend and her best friends.
Whoa. This is like season two all over. This is like season two and three merged into one.
Like even the verbiage of crazy Kristen resurrected. Like I see a t-shirt already
that
with that.
That is a t-shirt, yeah.
But also that like it brings up like do not say Candyman three times. Don't do it. And then Candyman appears.
Yeah.
That's like crazy Kristen.
If you, on a full moon night, when the moon is full, if you snort a rail of cocaine and take a shot of whiskey and then say, crazy Kristen, crazy Kristen, crazy Kristen, she appears and then...
No, like 70 years from now, you're on like the smoking patio of one of LA's hottest clubs and like, you know, somebody just got cheated on and the girls are like... You need to call Crazy Kristen.
Yeah.
And then that's like the legend of Crazy Kristen is told.
Yeah. She's here for justice. But also when she goes in on a guy like that, it usually means that she has like really deep feelings for them.
Oh, she's in love. Like
that's
yeah.
what she was doing with Tom when she was with James.
Like, I didn't.
Never stopped talking about Sandoval for like the whole time she was with James.
And so still, I didn't see very real problems with Carter. I didn't know they had very real problems.
But when he did that thing like after Mexico and he was like, you didn't tell or something like that. He did like a sing song and yeah. I was like,
I'll never tell.
Yeah, I flagged him as the worst.
I flagged him as a do not admit into my house.
Yeah. I hate that she's on the do not admit.
But you can tell even by that bio, they don't really like Bravo doesn't have a whole lot of love for Kristen just because.
What did she do? Who did she hurt?
Well, I think she must have been a nightmare to like employees or something.
You know what I'm saying? Kristen is out of control.
I'm just gonna spitball here, but
yeah.
It makes her seem like she has a bigger part than the preview lets us in on. And also that scene with Raquel becomes more clear of the clapping back. So she must have gone in like up to Raquel. Like either Raquel goes to Kristen and say, stop talking about my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Or Kristen went to Raquel and said, your boyfriend still cheats.
Yeah, which he definitely does.
Yeah, I mean, I want to believe everybody can change, but, you know.
Not on this show, honey.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Wait, okay, what other... bios did we miss?
Okay,
what are Jackson and Brittany's bios?
It's Jackson and Brittany's is pretty boring. They're near the top because they're top billing, and it says, like, I have 16 pages of notes.
This is amazing. I wish that everyone could see all these notes.
Yeah.
It's like a dossier.
I really take this seriously. So Brittany's was, after the hardest summer of her life, Brittany is rewarded for sticking with Jax when he makes a big gesture of commitment. Wonder what that is. With an even bigger engagement ring. In less than a year, Brittany and Jax appear to have gone from WeHo's worst couple to, I don't think they know what WeHo is, to an inseparable team, even going into business together.
No, yep. My God. Oh, yeah, because Jax did say recently that he's starting a lot of business.
He's like, by the way, most people will just say, like, I'm starting a business, not a lot of business.
No, he's like, I'm starting multiple businesses.
That's a very young Republican thing to say.
Yeah, and also it's like, good luck with your businesses because it's hard as fuck to start a business.
A lot of my businesses didn't work out. But despite all the strides, Brittany feels she and Jax have made their friends begin to question whether Jax has really changed and whether the scars of last year's tortured relationship have ever really healed. Brittany vows to be Jax's strongest supporter as she begins extravagant plans for their dream wedding,
Jesus.
Even as others around her seem to be waiting for their engagement to fall apart.
I feel like this is really good entertainment for like the post Me Too era, like of just because I feel like maybe a trend that we'll see in the next coming like decade is that the wedding industrial complex like starts to crumble.
Sure.
And this is the moment, this might be like the moment that it really does. Like them getting married. If something doesn't prove that marriage is bullshit more than Jax and Brittany getting married in a castle in Versailles, which
looks like a prison in a way.
Kind of prisony.
Like Shawshank Redemption-ish. Like, you know, get busy living or get busy dying.
Someone else told me that it's pronounced Versailles. That's how they pronounce it there.
No, I'm not
serious. Yeah.
Here at Versailles, we're getting married right.
Yeah. We're going to see the beginning of the end of like, it's like a women's movement for just like no marriage.
Dude, we should find out the date and do like a sup meet and greet, like a mile outside of that castle. Yes. Like a Grateful Dead, like camping. Yeah. Like you explained Shakedown Street to me once. Mm-hmm. And like you should set up like a mile away. Just so when people
like
drive
in, wedding, yeah, how people drive
in, there's like signs and stuff.
I have time to plan this. Yeah. Don't think that I wouldn't.
Dude, like you get like a tie-dye Vanderpump shirt. Like, I mean, really do like events. We'll do a storytelling night.
Oh my God.
It'd be great.
The caravan that follows the wedding. Yes. Oh, so good.
We're here for Versailles.
We're in Versailles. I'll bet Sherry has never been happier.
Oh, what a victory lap she's going to take with all her friends in this next. Well, I believe the season ends with their engagement party.
Yeah.
I think that's how.
Everything's wrapped up.
I believe.
Yeah. So we still have another 9 months.
Well, because I.
Until the wedding. The
I
royal
told
wedding.
You that I was, like a couple months ago, I was an extra in a Sir dinner scene because, you know, my friend knows I'm a geek for that. I was like, okay, so you get. Pretty much you get like a free meal, you have to pay for your drinks, and they'll just use you in some cutaway shots. And I was like, yeah, I want to do that. And so me and my friend Caitlin went, and so we have that, and Brittany was our fake waitress. We talked to Brittany, and she was like, it was right about that time for the engagement party, and she was like, Mama's here, and she was like fully talking about how happy she was to us. And I said, oh, could you bring Jax over here to get a picture with us? And she was like, and I was like, are you, I don't know. She said something like, do you want to take a picture with Jax? And I was like, oh, no, that'd be too much. I don't think he'd want to. And she goes, he'll do whatever I say. He'll do whatever I tell him to do.
Ooh.
And he did. He came over, took shots with us, then told me to stand a certain way for better lighting, and which was like nice. But he was very robotic.
Yeah.
But she seemed on cloud nine.
Mm-hmm.
And this was towards like the end of shooting, I believe.
Who was I with? I think I saw you the night that I was at Tom Tom, and her entire family was eating at a table next to us. It was Mama, Sherry, Dawn, baby Presley was there that Jax paid for their like.
Yes, that was the night
IVF.
We all. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
What a world.
There's got to be some kind of question at the end of the season, though, like a will they or won't they. If you're a student of any like sitcom or hour long, they always end the season usually when it gets really good with like a question mark.
Yeah.
And I think I'm curious if we'll get a question mark this season.
I think we'll definitely get a question mark. I mean, their relationship is like the most, that's like the pinnacle of the show at this point.
Yeah.
But also, so they get married in June next year, which I guess they'd be filming for most, that's actually like kind of good timing to escape the Tom and Katie like trap, because Tom and Katie got married towards the end of filming.
Yeah.
That year that they shot season 5. So if they're getting married, I don't know.
Yeah. No, because I know they start shooting in May, right?
They start shooting in May. They get married in June. So they wouldn't be able to get that much footage. Like they can't make the whole season about like, Brittany's marrying the worst person alive.
No.
They can only make it partly about that. Then there's going to be wedding excitement, and then it will be
will
like
we get a honeymoon?
Life.
Will we get like, will they be Hopefully. Followed around on their honeymoon?
I'm like, I have a feeling that they would do like some sort of wedding special.
Oh.
Maybe not, because it's going to be during filming anyways, but also like
Jax and Britt, a night at Versailles. Like
an hour long.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'd watch that in a, yeah. Like I'd watch anything in a heartbeat, but
once we all watched Jax and Brittany take Kentucky, the jig was up. We are
the fact that their show was like a half
picky.
Hour show.
Yeah.
Just put a live stream on them. I'll totally watch it. That's what I want to see. I meant to, like, I would love if they were so real that you saw, like, Tom and Katie trying to conceive and it didn't work. Mm-hmm. But you actually had scenes of, like, you know, what's that? Did you ever watch that movie Election with Matthew Broderick?
Yeah.
And Reese Witherspoon? Like, he's trying to get his wife pregnant and she's like, fill me up. Come on, do it. Fill me up. Fill me up. And, like, I would love a camera in their bedrooms. Like, come on, Schwartz, fill me up. Do it.
Oh, God.
Fill me up. Fill me up.
Too dark. Too dark. I don't think that they're trying to have a baby. I feel like they know better than that.
No.
Tom and Katie. Oh. I feel like, but maybe Brittany will get pregnant during filming of season 8.
Ariana and Tom, they mentioned them trying to buy a house.
Okay, good.
But they say...
the market is not great right now.
No, it's... Tom. And it says they're possibly like, should they stay together or not?
Okay.
Which I cannot see them ever not being together.
I know. I
think
like,
that's...
I feel like that's just
up.
Whatever.
Okay, what else? Like... We see Stassi's boyfriend and a dinosaur.
Do we miss anyone's bio of note?
Lala. Lala feels like she's forced to live a double life. On the one hand, she's the glamorous girlfriend of a Hollywood producer.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Flying around the world on private jets, PJs, and hanging out with A-list celebrities. On the other hand, Lala still works at Sir. On the other hand, she has to clock in on Wednesdays. And she's finding it increasingly difficult to go straight from the red carpet to the hostess stand. Relatable.
Yeah.
In her family life, the unexpected death of her father has left Lala feeling extremely lost and depressed, causing her to lash out at friends and coworkers alike. Now that Lala is working through very tough emotional terrain, she must decide whether she's better off with or without James, the one person who was always crazy enough to understand her.
So I feel like we all know that they're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
And
is that who she's talking about in this of like, we've decided to take a break?
No, I think that's Randall. Because I think they had like an issue over the summer and
it was right before the engagement.
Right before the engagement. I feel like what happened is there was probably some sort of shit that went down. They took a break, but then like most couples do, it's like then they realize how much they really love each other and need each other. So then he comes back and says like, I want to make like the biggest commitment to you.
Yeah, that's what this rock is all about.
Yeah.
I think I said Randall Emmett came to my work a couple weeks ago to talk to the students.
Oh, yeah.
I work in an acting studio. And he came in and I'm such a sad person. Like he came in, I literally was like filming him on the security camera coming in because he brought Lala.
He brought Lala.
I think I might have sent you.
Came?
I sent you pictures. I think. And he came and talked to 50 actors that had all piled in.
Wow.
And she was there. She just sat to the side, and I was like, I was just kind of like, so I was like crouched down, like kind of just trying to take it all in.
Yeah.
And I was like, watching,
like writing notes.
Yeah, kind of. And I was like just shooting as much as I could.
What did he have to say about acting?
Okay, he was mainly talking about just like career and showbiz. And
okay.
He was talking, I didn't realize him and another guy were the inspiration for the character Turtle on Entourage.
Oh,
and because Mark Wahlberg's one of his best friends.
Yeah.
So he was talking about coming here, you know, really trying to get like he was related to Jerry Bruckheimer. So he, like his parents called Jerry and said like, you know, so he, like Jerry Bruckheimer had him as an assistant, but it was really about how much hustle, like, and the guy, I got to admit, he comes off completely charming, completely just like, yeah, like,
I get it. Like I mean, totally,
very
like,
powerful,
I follow
but not in
Instagram.
A dicky way. So, very nice. And I, to his credit, at the end of that, he said, okay, let's pass around a list. Everybody in this room will get an audition for one of my projects. So write your name, number. And then like there's Sheila Jaffe is a huge casting director, gave it all to Sheila and is calling in every one of those actors. Cause he has so many, He's like, and he was very honest about his work. He's like, I live in the $20 million usually feature range. He's actually doing the new Scorsese movie, but that's like a huge get for him. But what was hysterical was Lala was to the side and she kept throwing in. She getting like, oh, babe, tell him about this. Tell him about that, you know?
Oh, my God.
And one girl kind of was like, and my boss would be like, stand up. Let him take a look at you, like to like the actresses. And this one girl stood up and asked him a question. And you could just tell, like Lala just like glared, you know?
Oh, yeah. She's not Don't come for her man.
But then I was the, I was also the dude that excused myself a second early and I went and like took pictures by his Ferrari. You know, I'm such a like, I, cause I think it's hysterical. I was just like, oh, get one of me with the, like, had to do it to him again. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And they, I gotta say, like, he was so kind to all of our actors.
That's nice to give everyone an audition.
I mean, that's crazy in this town.
That's really, really nice.
And he said, and he literally told, he's like, oh, my assistant's gonna love this. He's like, if anybody wants me to read their script, just start calling my office. Do not stop. Call my office every day. I will eventually read it. I know, he said, I will eventually have somebody read it.
I'm like, I'm ready to write a script.
Yeah, I'll give you
now.
That. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't have a script, but I'm ready to write one. And then call
an idea
every
guy.
Day. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, so it was like a
Randall's
really...
out here giving breaks to
that's
young
what...
Hollywood hopefuls.
I, because I'm just taking like Instagrams during, I took a, he was wearing Versace shoes, mm-hmm. but it was kind of Versace shoes that have Versace huge on the side.
Are they like, sneakers?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And yeah, it was just like the most not subtle shoe imagined. Yeah. And I was sitting on the floor, so I was like eye level with his shoes and I was just cracking up.
I'm dead that he's the inspiration for Turtle.
Yeah, I mean, but
that
is totally...
like, that tracks immediately. I'm like, yes.
You know, immediately. But the guy, it just shows you, like, he's not like, you can tell he's not super artistic, but he's a hustler and he has a lot of passion. And you could tell where that, I mean, money, of course, is attracted to anybody, but I think that kind of personality you could see being very attractive to somebody like Lala.
Totally. Cause also he's like, has a lot to teach her. And she obviously like is ambitious and wants to learn, and she's a hustler too.
Yeah, I mean, that's what she sounds.
I mean, she is like more of a hustler, I'd say, than anyone else on Vanderpump Rules. Like from her entry point into the show, because like everyone else was just like, I want to be famous, or they're like model actors, but not really like doing anything except working at Sir. And then she came in just like guns blazing.
I mean, and then last season to actually like say like Martin Scorsese loves our show, mm-hmm. and I like that's the I used to want to meet Martin Scorsese, but now all I want to do is meet Martin Scorsese just so I can go, hey, do you know what Vanderpump Rules is?
Yeah.
I just want him to say, like, yes or no.
Yeah, I need to know Marty's thoughts.
Because if he, like, yeah, because if he shouted back at me as I'm like, good as gold, I'd be like, whoa, Marty, are you kidding me?
He's like, I'm more of a shake that guy, but whatever.
Top Man was his best work. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you so much for being here.
This is like, I am so excited about this season that we're in. I love all the listeners. I love that Facebook group. I mean, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so you're good. Welcome anytime. You'll be back this season. Perfect. For an episode recap. And
that's what I almost want to get more. I want to do something with my life just so I can be on this show. You know, like I was like, Chrissy Teigen will eventually come on this. And I was like, I've got
she
to get a target.
To. I feel like it's like this podcast gets bigger and bigger as the show gets bigger and bigger. So it's like, thank God for Vanderpump Rules. But also my hope is that in this coming season, like, even the guests will get bigger and bigger.
Roxanne,
but the friends
Roxanne
of the
Gay,
pod,
I'm looking at you.
I know, Roxanne Gay, Chrissy Teigen. I would love Lena Dunham on the pod. She watches the show.
Martin Scorsese watches the show.
Jennifer Lawrence, Bret Easton Ellis watches the show.
Oh, that would be a crazy one.
That'd be crazy. Yeah. So, you know, just letting them all know.
We're
any
in for
of them
a magical
listen.
Season of not only the show, but of the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Oh, and real quick, can I say my pod?
Yes.
Oh,
please,
yeah.
Plug sorry. Yourself.
Sorry, I'm going to
tell
myself.
Everyone where they can find
yes,
you,
yeah,
hear
yeah.
you.
So, guys, I do a Kardashian podcast with my partner, Kara Berry. It is a lol fest as well. We recap all the Kardashians and all the news surrounding them. It's called Realizing Stuff with Kara and Ryan. You can find it on Apple iTunes and Spotify Podcasts. It's part of the Emotionally Broken Psychos Network. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at RyanBailey25. I do a lot of shit posts. Posting. That's a really great
perfect.
Way.
Yeah.
Hi, mom and dad. Hi.
Are you blocked by Jax?
No, I'm blocked by Jonathan Cheban, food guy.
Oh, yeah,
but not
yeah,
by
yeah.
Jax. In fact, I really keep that relationship very on the up and up because for some reason I want to stay. But what I
you
will
need,
do is
yeah.
I'll screenshot his tweets and I always put it up on your Facebook group and my rage comes out that way. Because this week he posted a photo of like kids, like little 8-year-old kids, like trick or treating or something. And the caption was,
he's like, fucking idiot.
No, the caption was, at some point, you were playing every day with your friends, and there was never a time when you said, this is the last day you'll ever play but at some point it is, dot, dot, dot. And I said, and Jax posted it and goes, so true, dot, dot, dot. And I was like, this motherfucker was just in Cabo all weekend with all his friends, just fucking, like, he still like he still plays like a kid every day. Like, what so true is that?
Jax knows pain.
Yes, he does. Oh, therapy, Jax.
Yeah, so find Ryan's podcast, listen to it, follow him on Twitter. Yeah. And if you want to get in on the Sexy Unique People Facebook group, it's easy. Just search SUP and you'll find it.
Yeah.
Yay. Looking forward. I wish I could go into a coma until December 3rd and then wake up.
Wouldn't that be amazing? I wish that sometimes during long drives as well.
Mm-hmm. But I will be back next week with more Road to Sur episodes. Yes. And yeah, stay tuned. And then I'll see you guys when Pump Rules premieres.
Don't take it away from me, Lisa. I'm not an animal.
We don't have gas. We don't have water. Bye.
I know I'm feeling. Because I know.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.